Dances and Dreams on Diamond Street, written by Craig Revel Horwood and read by Ewan Goddard.
June 1994. Chapter 1. It was Sunday lunchtime, and, to quote one of his most sarcastic former dance teachers, Danny looked as if he was chewing on a wasp that had been pickled in vinegar. There were about a million things he'd rather be doing with his precious day off than letting complete strangers rifle around his bedroom. His bedroom was his sanctuary. The one place on this earth where he could fully relax and which was guaranteed to be imbecile-free. But not anymore.
"So this wouldn't be my actual bedroom?"
Clive from Chelmsford asked, peering at Danny through glasses as thick as milk bottle bottoms.
"No, this is my actual bedroom," Danny replied through gritted teeth.
How many more times did he need to explain this?
"Your bedroom would be the room next door."
The thought of Clive and his greasy anorak and flaky skin doing God knows what on the other side of the wall sent a shudder through him.
"It's exactly the same shape and size. I just can't show it to you at the moment as it's having some, renovations done."
Danny shuddered again as he thought of what was actually going on next door.
"Would my room have a four-poster bed too?"
Clive asked, going over to Danny's bed and stroking his stubby little fingers over the quilt. It took every fibre in Danny's being not to lunge at Clive and drag him kicking and screaming from the room.
"No, that's my bed," Danny hissed.
He'd bought the bed about a month after moving into 27 Diamond Street, after watching the Kevin Costner movie Field of Dreams. He wasn't really into baseball, but Costner was cute, and Danny really liked the concept of building something in order to help make a dream come true. In Costner's case, this had meant building a baseball field to summon the ghosts of baseballing greats. In Danny's case, it had been building a fabulous bed. A year later, he was still waiting for the rest of the dream to come true.
"That's good, 'cause heights make me anxious."
Clive sniffed loudly and went over to inspect the fireplace. Danny frowned. His four-poster was slightly higher than the average bed, but only by a matter of inches. It was hardly like scaling a cliff face. It wasn't as if he got altitude sickness every time he went to sleep. He was about to explain this to Clive when he stopped himself. He didn't have to justify his bed of dreams to anyone, least of all to a slimy little slug man who, by the smell of things, had never encountered the concept of antiperspirant.
"What's this?"
Clive asked, pointing at one of Danny's awards on the mantelpiece. It was Danny's most prized award, the prestigious West End Best Male Dancer, which he had won for his role in Cats in 1984.
"I swear to God, if you touch that, I will..."
Danny took a deep breath.
"It's an award. My award. And no, your room won't come with one."
Not that the room next door was ever going to belong to Clive. It would be a cold day in hell before Danny let that happen.
"Right then, I guess you've seen enough," he said,
hurrying over to the bedroom door and flinging it open.
"Why have you got a sewing machine?"
Clearly unable to take the hint, Clive moved over to the antique singer displayed in the bay window.
"If you touch it, I will crush you," Danny thought. "It belonged to my mam."
He instantly felt like kicking himself. The sewing machine's backstory was none of this imbecile's business. The loud trill of the telephone echoed up the stairs, causing both men to jump.
"I'm very sorry," Danny lied, "but I'm going to have to get that."
"Okay,"
Clive said, moving over to inspect the bookshelves.
"So you're going to have to leave."
The ringing got shriller, forming a discordant din with the blood now pounding in Danny's ears. On the landing above, a door creaked open,